We'll get started. Again, I apologize that I can't be there in person, but, you know, again, like I said, we all need to be, you know, maximally flexible in this situation, and everybody from a health standpoint, you know, needs to feel comfortable and to take whatever precautions they assess as necessary. We've discussed that so extensively. And, you know, as I said, to be very, very vigilant regarding the health of this, which is why, you know, I've been basically put home for the day. And at the same time, not to, you know, sort of, you know, panic, which I think is very, very, very important for our collective well-being as well. And, you know, there are dangers of that too. So to be clear-headed, to be responsible, and you know, to continue to be calm and to make, you know, maximal efforts for our Talmud Torah, you know, even as we're challenged as we are. There's no question about it. Okay, so what we've set up so far is the following idea, that we have the Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat. There's a certain distance, and at the same time, Derosho Hashem Yimatzo, Hashem is uniquely close, which we think is a very beautiful dialectic. And something we're exploring. Based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches, we talked about Vayigov Hashem es Naval, Ke'aseres Hayamim, Elo Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. And we were wondering, you know, whether this is really the idea that Hashem specifically waits for tshuva at this time. Is there a status to these 10 days? So we developed three possible models. One model is, no, not really. What we're interested in is Yom Kippur, and these days are only significant because they come before Yom Kippur, but if a person would do what they needed to do on Yom Kippur, let's say the Sefer Achinuch, that would be sufficient. Meidach Gisa, you might say, no, these days are intrinsically significant. They're like a Chol HaMoed between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So obviously they draw part of their charisma from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They are the Asara Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaKippurim, but they have an independent status. Chol HaMoed, right, has its own independent Isra Malacha, whether you think it's Daraisa or Darabana. It has its own independent status as a time which is Ra'oi for the Karban Chagiga. And so that's another kind of a model. And then a third kind of a model would be to say that in light of Yom Kippur, these days take on a very intensive character. We associate that maybe with Rabbeinu Yonah, a little bit with the Ramah, where the Ramah talked about these days being days of pishpush, v'chipos b'maasim, and we even talked about how, you know, that means a safek avera, that you should develop a sense of charata. So those are the models that we're working with. What we're going to try to do today, the very ambitious project that we have today, is to move through Shitas HaRambam, which in many ways is mirrored by the Ramban. Some of this material is familiar to us, and then to sort of make an argument about what the coup de grace might be. So we know what's really fascinating is there's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is defined by the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah as Yimei Yirah V'Fachad U'Tshuva, and yet they're not days of vidui. And some of the architecture, the choreography of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is really only understandable once you recognize that there's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah itself, but they are days of tshuva. So please bear that in mind. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Rosh Hashanah, Yimei Yira, Tshuva, V'Fachad, but there is no vidui. So David, in the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, what's the significance of them being Yimei Yira, Tshuva, U'Fachad, V'lo Yimei Simcha Yisera? David, go ahead. That they are not, therefore, days on which we... Ilan? Or David, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't realize you started to say something.
Going to say maybe that it's like we don't fast, or
these are days. Ilan, go ahead.
We don't say hallow on them.
Exactly, we don't say hallow. Okay, so very good. So let's try to think a little bit about what it might mean that these are not days of vidoy either, nor are they days of hallow, but they are somehow days of tshuva. I think that's a very important idea. Okay, so let's start with the Sheet of the Rambam. Ben Sion, you want to do the honors?
Sure.
Okay.
Kol mitzvah shabbatora bein asay bein los asay mavar adam alachas mehem bein bizadon bein bishgaga kishe ya'aseh shuva yashav mecheto chayiv lehizvados lefnei Hashem lebaruchu shenemar ish o isha ki yasu besvadu eschatasam asher asu ze vidoy dvarim vidoy ze mitzvot asay kitzad mitzvadin omer ana Hashem chatazi avizi upshati lefnecha vasisi kach lekach v'hari nichamti uboshti b'masay v'olam eni chozav adav ze.
Okay, so this is the idea. Vidoy, we know the Rambam sort of here is not clear with respect to whether or not one is obligated to do tshuva, but one is certainly obligated to do vidoy if one should decide to do tshuva, kishayasa tshuva. Okay, so that's something that the Rambam establishes in Aleph Aleph. Okay, the Sefer HaMitzvos, you know, the stakes are upped a little bit. Go ahead, Ben Sion, we'll just quickly go through these Mikoros.
Va'mitzvah ayin gimel, hu shetzivenu lehesvados al achata'im, va'avono shechatanu lefnei akel yisara, v'leimor osam im hachupa, v'zehu avidoi, v'kavanaso sheyomar, ona Hashem chatasi avisi pshati, v'asisi kach v'rach, v'yarech v'amamar, v'yivakesh mechila, v'zeh,
again, so shetzivanu lehisvados and lemor osam im hatshuva. Again, a little bit, you know, unclear to figure out, you know, in terms of the mitzvah of tshuva, that the tzivoy appears to be on the vidui per se. Even more in the minyan hakatzar, source 11.
Lesvados lefnei Hashem mikol chet sheyase adam b'shas hakrovon.
So what's significant about the minyan hakatzar is what's totally dropped, Ben Sion, from the entire discussion?
I would say the vidoy of the chet. The words of the vidoy.
Well, right, you don't have that, but even more impressively, you don't have any notion of
tshuva.
Okay. So, you know, that's why you don't paskin based on the minyan hakatzar. It just sounds like you have an obligation to do vidui, to articulate that this is what I did wrong, and I'm feeling regretful, remorseful, even embarrassed. I'm not going to do it again. But the Rambam in the Koseres actually makes it clear that it's not vidui alone, which is the mitzvah, but go ahead, this is the 12th source. Okay, very good. So what's obvious from the Koseres of the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva? Not Hilchos Vidoy, by the way, Hilchos Tshuva.
That Vidoy is an essential aspect of Tshuva.
Exactly. So Sheyashuv means imperative. He must return from his sin, lifnei Hashem. No less an authority than Minchas Chinuch, you know, he wasn't the only one. I think of the Merkeves HaMishnah as well. The Rav notes that in Al HaTshuva. Takes the position that one isn't really obligated to do tshuva, but if one wants to do tshuva, you have to do it through the Maisa Mitzvah Vidoy, through verbal confession. One doesn't have to eat meat, but if one does wish to, one has to do shchita. One doesn't have to divorce one's wife, but if you want to do that, but if you look at the Koseres, it's quite obvious. Why then did the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Halacha Aleph say kishayase tshuva chayev lesvados ibn akel baruchu? In my opinion, so I would suggest that he thinks tshuva is reflexive, that a person, it's obvious that a person needs to do tshuva. Kishayase tshuva, a person instinctively does tshuva. It's something, like I say, that's axiomatic. But you could debate that point. But what's really fascinating is, what is the nature of the interaction between tshuva and vidui? And here we find a critical parallel between the world of the Rambam and the world of the Ramban. So again, now we're moving quickly, but it's just to make this one point. So Ben Sion, first in the Rambam and then in the Ramban. This week's Haftorah.
Velomar anionoso anionos elu shegamar belibo.
So, Ben Sion, based on this source, can you have vidui without tshuva?
No.
Obviously not. It's tovel v'sheretz biyado. So what's the relationship then? You know, as the Rav so famously explained, go ahead.
I'd say vidui is the verbal manifestation of tshuva.
Exactly. It's the ma'isa mitzvah, and tshuva is the kiyum balei, v'yigmar belibo, as the Rambam says, v'tzarech lizvados b'savasa v'lomar in yanos elu shegamar belibo, the things that you have resolved in your heart to do. Okay, very good. So we understand what the Rambam scheme is. Now we understand exactly why the Rambam said in the Koseres, Hu sheyashiv achote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. It's not enough just to have that internal sense. It has to be articulated. It has to be verbalized. But if you verbalize it without having the kiyum shebalev, it's obviously quite worthless. What's noteworthy is that the Ramban, you know, independently arrived at the same conclusion. This is the Ramban famously in Parshas Nitzavim, Ki HaMitzvah Hazos. Go ahead, Ben Sion. Okay, so what does the Ramban say here? What does it mean, b'ficho v'vavcha la'asoso? That the mitzvah tshuva is...
Has an element of b'ficho and has an element of b'vavcha.
Exactly.
So b'ficho
is the tshuva. Right. I've noted in the past that the Ramban's Kabbalah la'asid outstrips that of the Rambam, right? The Kabbalah la'asid of the Ramban is not just for this particular chait, but it should be noted, v'yikablu aleihem hayom haTorah, it's kol haTorah kula, and it's not just in this generation, but it's for all generations. So it's a remarkable expansion in Shitas HaRamban. But be that as it may, what we have here is tshuva and vidui as part of the same mitzvah. But what's really important to recognize, and here the scheme or the architecture of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva will become very clear, Ben Sion, we're looking to avoid the idea of vidui without really having done tshuva, skipping ahead to the vidui, right? Because that will result in tovel v'sheretz biyado. Levi, now explain to us why there should be no vidui on Rosh Hashanah.
We're not doing tshuva on Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. So then Rosh Hashanah, it's Yemei Yira Utshuva V'Fachad. It's days of tshuva. So what do we do in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? We front load
Fachad and Yira?
Fachad, Yira, Utshuva, and only then do we start to reintroduce the
Vidui.
Good. So why would you do that? Who again can articulate it? What's the advantage? Avi, go ahead.
Because it's Tovel v'sheretz biyado.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If you haven't really concluded not to do these things, if you haven't experienced that sense of nechama u'busha, so then you're going to be guilty of Tovel v'sheretz biyado. Better to backload the vidui. And there's no more backloading of vidui than we'll see than in Shitas HaRambam. Because if this theory is true, not only should Rosh Hashanah not have vidui, but what should have a ton of vidui? Logically, mathematically, what should have an absolute ton of vidui? Shimi, Ben Geira? Shimi, we're not hearing you. Just make sure.
My computer says I'm unmuted.
Now we hear you. We hear that voice loud and clear. We know that voice.
He's saying Yom Kippur.
Exactly. Shimi is correct. He says Yom Kippur and he is correct. Right? So what we do is we take the vidui off of Rosh Hashanah, we backload it in a major way onto Yom Kippur. So let's take a look. The Rambam makes that very clear here in the extension of Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis. Ben Zion, back to you. Okay, Ben Zion, there's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, right? That he's uniquely close. And it's the Asar Yom Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. They clearly have a status. Okay? Critical point, right? Belev Shalem, right? The idea of the tshuva, the Tfilas HaRabim is Nishmas, and that, you know, the Rabim, it's the Pasuk in the Chumash, is Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elav. We better mean it, right? It also has to be Belev Shalem. There, it also can't be, you know, Tovel V'sheretz B'yad, that you don't really mean it. Can't be pro forma, okay?
Yom HaKippurim, who is man tshuva l'chol yachid v'rabim v'hu keitz mechila v'slicho l'Yisrael. L'fichach hayovim l'hakol l'asos tshuva v'losvados b'yom HaKippurim u'mitzvas vidu yom HaKippurim sh'yaslo me'erev hayom kodem sh'yocha shemach yechanik b'se'uda kodem sh'yizvada v'af al pi sh'hizvada kodem sh'yocha Chozer umisvade belele yom HaKippurim arvis v'chozer umisvade b'shachres v'mosav v'mincha v'ne'ila v'eich umisvade yachir achar tefilaso shliach tzibor be'emtza tefilaso b'bracha revias.
Okay, so here we have so much to say about the Rambam. So the Rambam started off by talking about the Asar Yom Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, and he gives them a kind of an independent status based on the pasuk of Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo Kro'u Bioso Karov. Again, let's read that line. Tshuva and Tzaka are Yafa La'ola, but Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim Yafa Bioser Umiskabeles Hi Miyad. Then, and only then, as a second din, the Rambam moves on to Yom Kippur and says, because Yom Kippur is the absolute backstop, Keitz Mechilo Slicha LiYisrael, so a person has a special obligation, not based on the same pasuk as Rabbeinu Yonah of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, but a parallel kind of an idea, a special chiyuv of tshuva and vidui on Yom HaKippurim. And what's absolutely fascinating is the prevalence of viduyim. If you know how to do the math, how many viduyim are there really on Yom Kippur? According to the Rambam, if you read it really carefully. So Ezriel says 5, which is understandable, but if you read the Rambam very carefully, it's actually 6, correct? Umitzvas vidui Yom HaKippurim actually starts Me'erev Yom HaKippurim. It's the Tosefes. B'tisha l'chodesh b'erev me'erev ad erev. It's the spillover effect. So we have something which I think is absolutely remarkable. No vidui on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Tovel v'sheretz b'yado issue. Tshuva v'tza'aka is yafel olam, but especially at this time, the Asar Yamim, their days where we're going to have slichos, we're going to have vidui, but we're going to have a lot of tshuva. And then by the time you get to Yom HaKippurim, what's the emphasis clearly on? We hope that you've done what already?
Tshuva.
Tshuva. So mitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam's words are miduyak biyoter, right? Lefika chayavim akol asos tshuva ulis vados biyom HaKippurim umitzvahs vidui Yom HaKippurim. No fewer than 6 times. And we're so concerned that you're not going to get to do vidui on Yom HaKippurim, right, that we actually take it to the next level and we spill it over to the day before. So that's a little bit about the structure of the Asara Simechuva. If you ask me, the Rambam seems to believe that these Asara Yamim have their own personality to them. They're defined by Dirshu Hashem Bimatzo, and yet the Rambam, of course, gives a special status to Yom Kippur, Kate's Mechilo Slicha Yisrael, maybe kind of a parallel notion to Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, in terms of the Rabbeinu Yonah's idea, the special tshuva of Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, and also the special intensity of the Asara Yamim, as times where you wouldn't even go to work normally, and person should really be totally immersed, like Kibayachal, like Talmud Torah, the rest of the year, Vyagisa Bo Yomam Valaila. But There is another half of the story. This is the Dirshu Hashem Mimatzo Kira'u Bioso Karov part of the story. What about the Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Pamishbat Abakel Akadosh Nikdash Bitztaka Emasai Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Pamishbat Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim? So let's take a look at this next passage here in the Rambam. The Ravid had his issues with it, but this is really, I think, a very impressive kind of a source. Okay, Barinholtz, take it away.
I can be able to hear me.
Okay, Mermelstein, you're next to Barinholtz in the Brady Bunch. That's the Zoom picture.
Merubos alavanosein arizet so tzadakas v'imhaya avanosein merubin arizot v'sha'a v'chein kol ha'olam kula. Adam shavanosein merubin al zechuyosov miyad hu meis berisho shne'amar al rov avoneich v'chein medina shavanosein merubin miyad hi obeda shne'amar z'akat zedom ba'amorav ki rabba v'chein kol ha'olam kulo imhaya avanosein merubin mizechuyosein מיד נשחדן שנאמר ויאר השם כי רבה רעס אדם, ושיגול זה אינו לפי מניין הזכויות והאבונוס, אלא לפי גובם. יש זכות שהיא כנגד כמה אבונוס שנאמר יען נמצא בו דבר טוב, ויש אבון שהוא כנגד כמה זכויות שנאמר וחלטי אחד יאבד טובה הרבה, ואין שולקלן אלא בדייתו של קל דיוס, והוא היודע היח אורחין הזכויות כנגד האבונוס.
Right, so this is a big chiddush that the Rambam has. Not even Mr. Vehedi knows this algorithm. So only the Kadosh Baruch Hu is familiar with how exactly to weigh the avonos keneged the zechuyos. You know, this is something which was reserved for the Tmim Deos. And so you could have a person that has, like, let's say, a lot of averos in the realm of, I don't know, he eats a lot of Gid Hanasha. Shouldn't do it. And yet he's a big matzel nefashos. You know, he saves a lot of people's lives. So even though he's got 82 averas of Gid HaNasha and he saved three lives, maybe saving three lives makes him a tzaddik relative to his averas in Gid HaNasha. Okay. Probably an unforgettable example right there. I don't think you'll ever think about the Gid HaNasha quite the same way. Okay. So that only Hashem knows how to do this calculus.
כל מי שניחם על המצוות שעשה וטעה על הזכויות ואמר בליבו, או מה הועלתי בעשיוסן, הלוואי לא עשיוסן, הרי זה איבד את כולן ואין מזכירים לו שום זכות בעולם שנאמר, וצדקס הצדק לא תצילנו ביום ראשון. אין זה אלא בתואר על הראשונוס, וכשם ששוקלין זכויות אדם ואבנוסו בשעס מיסוסו, כך בכל שנה ושנה שוקלין אבונוס כל אחד ואחד מבאי העולם, עם זכויותיו ביום טוב של ראש השנה, מי שנמצא צדק נחתם לחיים, ומי שנמצא רשע נחתם למיצה. והבינוני תולן עושו עד יום הכיפור, מי שאם עשה תשובה נחתם לחיים, ואם לאו נחתם למיצה.
Fascinating. So here the Rambam has his scheme, right? The tzaddikim and the rishayim, so, you know, they're already accounted for on Rosh Hashanah. Nechtam l'chaim, nechtam l'misa. That's why we say in these days, Gemar Chasim Atova. We don't assume that anybody's a Benoni, so we don't want to say Ksiva as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, you know, still writing. That would imply that people are just Benonim. Benoni, tolinoso ad yom ha-kipurim, masa tshuva, nechtam l'chaim. Vim lav nechtam lamisa. So the Ravid disagrees. Go ahead, Eitan. This is the Ravid's, you know, issue.
Adam shavnosa merubin as chuyosa miyad umeis risho. Amar ram lo kmo shu sober ksha amro rishayim nechtamin lealter lamisa shemiyad mezim v'ino kein ki yesh rishayim chayim harve ela nechtamim lealter shalo yimlu yimeim shnei hador shnegzor alav v'ikar davar zeh bivamos.
Okay, so basically his objection is not to the concept, but to the application. He says, look, we talk about somebody, you know, who's determined to be a Rasha, is Meis Miad. So Eitan, he doesn't think that literally means that he has to perish, but
he'll die early.
Right, that, he'll if he was going to live based on, I don't know, the actuarial tables of that generation, Shnei Hador, you know, if he's going to live, I don't know, 80 years, so maybe we cut him down to 64, so, you know, whatever it is. So that's going to be the, you know, that'll be the miyad hu nechtam lemisa. etc. Okay. So here, the Rambam is obviously talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role as the Dayan. So how does this connect back to the Gemara and Brachos? And there's a little bit of a nuance here in the Rambam. So clearly, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva was quoting Dershu Hashem B'Matzo, special opportunities of Tshuva V'Tzaka V'Asara Yamim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Here, the Rambam is talking about what feature? Shimmy, go ahead. Same problem, Shim.
Oh, wait, now can you hear me?
Much better.
Oh, good. I changed my microphone input, so now it should work. Okay, good. So instead of doing Hashem, now we're doing Hashem's aspect as judge.
Excellent. Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos b'mishpat, ve'akel ha-kadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. So in this scheme, Shimmy, stay with me. In this scheme, is there really any status to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Or do we kind of just skip from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? Which one is it?
Seems that they, not sure. I think they still have a status.
Go ahead.
Because there are the days where you have an opportunity for tshuva.
Right, but is there any action step?
What do you mean?
Well, what does it say, the two? It appears to be like a binary system.
Right, you either do tshuva and live, or don't do tshuva or die. Well, above you, I isn't even mentioned.
Okay, that may be true. Yehuda, go ahead.
I mean, it seems to me that during these days, there's a special status of judgment that you can override your actions from the past year. I don't know if it's special these days or just because there is the period in which it's being signed, but it seems that the Rambam is saying there's something a little bit different about the Aseres Yemei Tshuva than the judgment that's done for the rest of the year.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just wondering about one point. Who is this? Is this Levi? Who's got his hand raised? So it tells me. Ilan?
Oh, I have my hand raised, Rabbi. Like the blue thing, you mean?
Yes.
That was a question I had.
Okay, we'll get back to you in 1 minute. But just to stick to this one point here, Ilan, go ahead. What does it seem like?
It sounds very passive, like Misha Nimtza Tzadik, Misha Nimtza Rasha.
Okay, I mean, so you could probably do things. I would agree with Shimmy that you can change things. But I'm just wondering about, like, if there was... If the Rambam understood that to mean, you know, that all of the days Shebein Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim have this status, so why does it have to be that the Rambam says, if you're a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, nechtam l'chaim, if you're a rasha, nechtam l'misa, then what's the next phase? There's like some, I think there is an alternative possibility that people should be considering. Instead of saying Tolin, no, Barinholtz, go ahead.
Maybe like you get like a middle judgment between life and death.
If this is what you said, then it's correct. Why can't a Kaddish Baruch Hu be? Why can't you be Nechtam L'Chaim on Dalad Tishrei? On Vav Tishrei, why is it Tolin Ad Yom HaKippurim? Why do you have to wait? So it seems like it's a binary system. It goes straight from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim. Everybody see that in the Rambam? So I would say there's a difference in terms of the character of these days. If you would ask me, the Inyan Tshuva, they're the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. They have a special status. The Rambam says so explicitly. Aval pisha tshuva ve'atzaka yafe la'olam. It's miskabelas biyoser be'asara yamim elu. Rosh Hashanah, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yom Kippur. Right? And then, of course, Yom Kippur is Ketz Mechila Slicha, so that says Din Prati. But there is status to the intermediate days. But Le'inyan Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat? I'm not so sure. Do you get the impression that anybody can be Nechtam L'chayim and Ches Tishrei? I don't, personally. Okay. Levi, you were waiting very patiently. Sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead.
My question is about, there's obviously problems. If you just think the Rambam is face value that the Rambam is responding to, obviously. But he says, he is Rishayim Chayim Harbe. So you respond to the obvious problems of the Rambam, like it doesn't seem to make any sense, because what do you mean they died, then they wouldn't be around, but clearly we see Rishayim around. I know this isn't like the central, this is more like periphery.
Okay, so, but we'll take a minute. Go ahead.
So how does anyone live past the Yemehem, Shnei Hador, Shnei Gzurulav? How does anyone live past it?
What do you mean by that?
Like, either a person loses, or they're a tzaddik, and then they stay the same. So how does someone get past? You mean a tzaddik gets extra?
Could be. Why not?
So then anyone above 80 years old couldn't possibly be a Rasha?
Well, I was using the actuarial tables, but the Ravid would disagree, but the Rambam would say, the Rambam sort of has the nuclear option here, right? Because he keeps on saying that only a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows the calculus.
Okay. So what do you mean?
Meaning that it might appear to us that somebody would be, a very wicked person, but who knows how a Kaddish Baruch Hu is being, mechashev, isolated zechuyos.
But you're saying that no person over 80 could be a Rasha in the actual real sense. A person over 80,
that Hashem is allowing in his, superlative capacities for judgment, he's allowing him to live, to expend his zechuyos here.
So then what Rambam says is like totally falls apart and is like meaningless.
Well, I don't know about that.
Like, what's the practical application of it? The same thing with the tzaddik. The tzaddik dies at...
Well, we'll see. So that's going to be the next source. What's practical about it? That's exactly what we're about to take a look at. So the Rambam does think that there's something extremely practical and important about it. So let's get to that point, because he thinks that it is important for a person to think about this from a particular standpoint. And this will round out our discussion of Shitas HaRambam, and then we'll make one final observation. So Levi, since you raised it, so this is the final source in the Rambam. Paragimel, Hilchos Tshuva, the 17th source. Aval P,
Shetikia Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Gezeras HaKasuv, Remez Yeshbo, Klomar, U, Yishenim, Mishnaschem, Meridamim, Hakitsu, Mitarde Maschem, Vechapasu Maaseichem, Vechizru, Vishuva, Vizichru, Borachem. Elu Hashochim Es Oemes, Behavle Hazman, Vishogim Es Shnasam, Behevel Varik Ashelo Yoil, Willow Yatzil, Habitu and Ashel Sechem, Vehitivu Darkechem, Uma Alechem, Viazov Kalachal became Darkoha Ra, Machashavto Ashelo Tova. Vikach, Tarech Kul Adam, Shira Atmo, Kul Hashana Kula, Kiilu, Chetzio Zakai, Vechetzio Chaya. Vichin Kul Olam, Chetzio Zakai, Vechetzio Chaya.
Vad Yom HaKippurim Yaser Mikol Hashana. V'nohagu kulam lakum b'layla b'asor yomim elu u'yispala b'vatei k'nesios b'divrei tachanunim u'chibushin ad sheyeor hayom.
So now you see how it becomes extremely practical. Those are the words, umipnei inyan zeh, right? Because there's this idea that the Rambam has, if he believes in it very strongly, despite whatever objections the Ravid levels at him, you know, that much is hanging in the balance, and we may never know the calculus, but a person should always imagine that he, his family, his community, the entire world is hanging in the balance, and therefore, mipnei inyan zeh, nagu kol beis Yisrael, that during these 10 days, we're going to do maisim tovim and tzedakah, and, you know, double down on tefillah, divrei kivushin, you know, we'll stay up the entire night, which, by the way, is very, you know, it's a pithy kind of a thing, because the whole thing was Uri Yishenem Yishinaschem, Nirdamim Hakitzu Mitar Demaschem, that everybody's supposed to wake up. So if you want to wake up, I guess the best way is to actually wake up in the middle of the night. And that appears to be very clearly the point of the Rambam. So these are the three critical lines. Nagu Kol Beis Yisrael, Laharbos, Bitztaka, Maisim Tovim, Lasok, Mitzvah, Sura Shashana, V'yad Yom Kippurim, Yasser Mikol Ashana, V'nagu Kulam, Lakom, Balayla, Basar Yamim Elu, Lespalel, Bebate Knesios, V'divrei Tachanunim, V'kibushin, Ad Sheyeor Hayom. Remarkable presentation of the Asara Yamim Ho'elu, the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. And here I think it becomes a very active and remarkable, you know, stance, because the Rambam's presentation is that these 10 days are set aside for these Tzaaka and Maisim Tovim and extra Tfilos, right? And what the Rambam is basically describing are all these different component parts of a very heartfelt tshuva. But not only for yourselves, but what's the goal here? Who are we trying to save?
Kol
Olam Kulo. Yeah, Kol Olam Kulo. The entire world. It's an incredibly ambitious perspective. So for the Rambam, these 10 days take on enormous meaning. You might even say this goes beyond Rabbeinu Yonah. In Rabbeinu Yonah, it's like you were trying to save yourself, right? For Rabbeinu Yonah, the watchword is, save yourselves, judgment is at hand. For the Rambam, the watchword is, save the world. V'asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. So again, from the perspective of your own possibilities of tshuva, I think each and every day matters. From the perspective of Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, it seems to me like the Rambam skips straight from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Tolin ad Yom HaKippurim. Certainly, whatever you do during these days could be counted for or against you, but I don't think we're so focused on the status of these days. But probably when you get the most impact of these 10 days is certainly in the halacha that we just read. The shofar kicks off a period of time which is one of utter and complete transformation. And our attempt is to reset not only ourselves, but to reset the entire world. Now, when you put this idea together with the Rambam's very strong reading of that Gzeira Shava, of the Yovel, of the shofar rather, from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, I think the following that we established yesterday emerges. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, 10 days of incredible transformation. 10 days of hipuch. And then with the sounding of the shofar, the actual shofar of Yovel, halachically the status changes. The Sados return, the people are emancipated. So that same shofar of Rosh Hashanah, of Yovel, which symbolizes halachic, legal, real change, when you export that out to Rosh Hashanah, which the Rambam believes in, again, very strongly, the Gzeira Shava, Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah, let's kill the Brachos, So that same shofar has an enormous impact on the world of the Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. The sounding of that shofar allows a person to contemplate a world which is completely remade, and to attempt to actually save that entire world through their Maisim Tovim, through their Tzedakah, through their Divrei Kivushin, not only to save themselves. So again, to review what we said today, I know we're coming up at the end of the, you know, of the time, is that the Doraisa model of the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur really being days of hipuch, of transformation for Avadim and for Karkos, I believe can very much be true for the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, not only at the personal level, but at the national and even international level, Kol HaOlam Kulo, for Shitas HaRambam. It is true that from the perspective of Yigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, it doesn't sound like Gimel Tishrei or Hey Tishrei or Zion Tishrei matters all that much. There, I think we're going more from Rosh Hashanah straight to Yom HaKippurim. But when it comes to the perspective of Tshuva, right, Aval Pish HaTshuva V'Hatza'aka Yafel Olam, because of Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo, these days really matter. And the Rambam makes it clear that they really matter not only for yourself, but they matter for the entire world. And maybe that's also why, for them to really be mo'il, for them to really be effective, for them to be efficacious, for them to have significance, the problem of Tovel v'sheretz biyado looms over us. And it looms over us in a very haunting way. We start to do vidui without first having really meant the tshuva, then we're going to have problems. Vidui is but the external manifestation of heartfelt change. Sarech lisvados bisvasa velomar and yanos elu shegamar belibo. Of course, Rosh Hashanah are days of tshuva, but we backload the vidui further and further back from Rosh Hashanah to these Asara Yamim all the way until Yom HaKippurim to ensure that the process, the mitzvahs ase achas of tshuva, which is so prominent at this time of the year, is done with the proper amount of introspection, reflection on everything that's really going on. And then, after a person has been gomer belibo, tzarech lihisvados bisvasav velomar inyanos elu shegamar belibo. Okay, we'll hold it up here. I...